Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Isn't it time for the Ummah to invest its wealth in building its own interests and strength? Translated. The Ummah's wealth and resources continue to be squandered to enrich the West, while domestically, they are spent on distractions that keep Muslims away from the Islamic way of life. On Thursday, the 25th of May, 2026, the Saudi General Entertainment Authority announced a new Saudi-Egyptian alliance aimed at building an integrated system for major events in the region, linking the two countries on a single path to attract international artists and stars. Meanwhile, on Wednesday, the 20th of May, 2026, the Gulf Cooperation Council, GCC, countries, and Britain announced a historic and massive free trade agreement worth approximately $5 billion, making Britain the first G7 nation to sign such an agreement with the Gulf bloc. Thus, the rulers of the Muslims continue to squander the wealth of the Islamic Ummah. Just yesterday, we witnessed them concluding deals worth hundreds of billions to purchase goods from Western companies at prices exceeding those companies' market value. We also saw them spend sovereign wealth funds to bail out Western companies on the verge of bankruptcy. These and other deals serve no purpose than to inject the Ummah's money into the Western economy, which is now gripped by fears of imminent collapse, a collapse that may be far more devastating than previous ones. The proper course of action would have been to expend these funds on developing the economic and military capabilities of the Muslim countries, so that they would become self-sufficient in technology controlled by the West, and to create job opportunities that would stem the ongoing quote-unquote brain drain, a phenomenon driven by economic hardship, the stifling of public life, and exclusion from the political sphere. Here we reiterate the question, isn't it time for the Muslim Ummah to invest its wealth in building its own interests and strength? Indeed, by Allah, the time has come, and we believe it is near, Allah willing. No matter how much the West and its agents try to distract the Ummah with policies of releasing the energies, diverting it with entertainment and spreading rivalry, nonetheless, Islam, with its virtue, dignity, and glorious history, lives deep within the Ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ
But Allah will certainly perfect His light, even to the dismay of the disbelievers. Surah As-Saff, Ayah 8. Engineer Salah al-Din Adada, Director of the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.